Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! There's so many things happening all at once. T-minus 35 hours, go Knights, go. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final. I am continuing to call upon the mayor of the great city of Las Vegas and the Clark County Commission to ban all Panthers until we'll figure something out with Palo Verde. I'm not sure how we handle that yet.
Yeah.
I think we just get them to say, hey, we're not being Panthers for a couple of weeks. Like, we're cool with
that. That's fine.
There's got to be a way around it. Like, I'm not getting you to turn on your alma mater. I'm just saying that maybe we just, you know,
suspend the Panther.
And we just, you know, kind of de-emphasize.
Sure.
Because those are the only Panthers that I could think of that we need to worry about. But everybody else, I want a ban on all Panthers in this town.
That's fair.
And some Cougars. If you know what I'm saying, is that a designation as well? Do some of the Cougars slip into Panther territory?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's something.
Sure.
I don't know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So Kayla is certain that I have now just given all my information over to some sort of scammer.
Because you texted some random number back. Did you have any sort of like text chain with this person before?
It's Gary Spivey.
Okay.
That's funny. From a number I don't recognize.
Okay, so you get this random text that says, hey, buddy, how are you doing, buddy?
Hope you're doing good, buddy. Shout out anytime when you have a minute, buddy.
And this, okay, so right there, the double buddy. I'm like, you're literally texting back some random number, yeah. and they're going to take all your information because that's what I've been told.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to answer random phone calls. You're not supposed to text back random phone calls.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but it turned out to be Gary Spivey.
Prove it. Have him hold up a newspaper with the date or something like that. I don't know, but have him prove it because
no,
I'm telling
California
you, he's like
Coast. He's got a burner account he's out there in Ojai doing his deal. By the way, if you've missed the world's greatest psychic Gary Spivey, like we've missed the world's greatest psychic Gary Spivey, the plan is to do what they call a go live on the Odyssey app.
Yep.
So here's what you have to do. And by the way, what's the other bonus to signing up for the Odyssey app?
Oh, the more you listen, the more chances you have to win. In this case, we have Taylor Swift tickets to give you. And not just like a pair. Like, it's four tickets for you, three of your friends. We're going to fly you to L.A. to see both shows in L.A. It's like a four-night stay. Plus, you get a Taylor Swift signed guitar. It's a lot, dude.
Yeah. So, literally, just download the Odyssey app and then, you know, and then sign up so that you can get notifications and whatnot. And then you got a chance for the Taylor Swift. And then I believe this coming Thursday, we will do a go live at 9 a.m. with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey.
Okay.
And the deal is then you can just, you'll see, there's ways that you can just join in. It's fun. Like,
it's
we'll
really
just have
cool.
One big group grope on the radio, and it'll be awesome.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Here's why you should give the Jeff Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
If you're a medical professional and you're on a flight, do you somewhat have an obligation to remain sober?
Yes.
I would think so too, kind of.
I would think that you would want to because it is so isolating.
Is there a doctor on board? Yes, but I'm hammered. You know what I mean? It wouldn't turn out well. No, the reason why a nurse and her boyfriend were flying home from the Bahamas, and they got pressed into action. And so I would just, You know, there's nobody else.
Sorry.
We're the only ones. We're the only ones. It all turns out well, obviously, because it's good feeling stories of the day. Next.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. The only thing that would make this story better is if they were coming home from their honeymoon.
That's very true.
Speaking of Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. See what I did there? That's your fancy DJ tie-in. But tell us the story.
There's a nurse. Her name is Emily Rains. And as you said, flying home from the Bahamas from a vacation with her boyfriend, who actually was a former nurse as well. They ended up saving another passenger's life, of course.
Yeah.
The guy collapsed, literally turned purple. But they kept doing...
I wonder why. You know what I mean? Heart attack? That's crazy.
I'd imagine something
it's
like
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
But they kept doing CPR until he finally came back 7 minutes before they landed the flight, and they got a bunch of high fives, I guess, from other people on the board. Honestly, while the high fives are nice, that airline, whatever it is, should offer them, like, free flights for the next year or something.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
No, really, for honest to God, forever. Where's the joke there, though, about, they had to revive the guy and then get him in his upright and locked position and strap themselves in and whatnot. A lawyer in Indiana recently lost 140 pounds. That's good. A lot of people, there's more to it than just that. I mean, that's nice. But, you know, a lot of people have certain motivation, certain
inspiration
for such things. This guy lost 140 pounds because he wanted to pursue his childhood dream, not of being a lawyer, but of being a professional wrestler. And he's been going around in the, the Indiana Wrestling Minor Leagues.
Sure.
As a wrestling lawyer. His name is Warren C. Freiberg III, Esquire. His finishing move is called the closing argument.
That's very funny.
There's some audio. It's real bad. It's talking about like an open and shut case. It said they use every cliche. You think these are billable hours, while he's taking a beat and whatever. Last month, they went ahead and pushed the storyline for him, and he ended up beating another wrestler named Meat Hooks and got himself a championship belt, which I don't know why. I couldn't love that any more than I
do. That's awesome.
It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake up.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
So, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm right out of the chute, it's bad.
Oh, okay.
Bad, bad. How do we feel about people who are jogging through a cemetery?
Ew. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Sorry, and I was busy with something else, so I don't have the email in front of me.
But if we're just going first blush on that subject alone, I would say no. Try to picture a cemetery and someone just, I'm assuming they're not jogging across the plots and all that stuff. Trails
on
and stuff.
Yeah, on
the pathways.
On the pathways that go through. And I get it. It's beautiful and there's grass and there's, and we're in the middle of the desert. And all of that. Can you jog through a cemetery?
Why do you want to? I would just think that would be bad.
Because they want to.
Yeah.
Because it's the same reason why you would jog through a park. Why would you, I mean, do you need me to explain that part?
No. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't want to be surrounded by dead people. Sorry.
Well, obviously that would fix itself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So Do you have the so you're?
I think it's
disrespectful. I don't think that's the place for that. I think certain places. But you know what? I feel the same way about people who write. You kids get off my lawn. But but I feel the same way. Why do people ride their bicycles on the sidewalk? You know what I mean? Like, you've got a bike lane right there. It happens in my neighborhood all the time. I live by Gardens Park, which is right off Town Center in the 215. And you'd be shocked how many times my wife and I have to squeeze over to the edge of the sidewalk because we're on the sidewalk. It says it even in the name. And there's a bike lane. There's a bike lane right there, but there's people, grown adults.
I hate to say it. I'm a sidewalk biker, but
what
I do
are you
get,
doing?
I know. I recognize that it's bad, okay, and I get out of it when I realize I'm doing
then
it.
Then can we get rid of the bike lane?
Yes. I'm not a fan of the bike lane. Honestly, I prefer to do it on the sidewalk.
Well, let me go. Then let's go back to the original subject. Are you riding your bike through the cemetery?
No, God, no.
Well, okay, is it okay to jog?
No, I agree with you on that. I didn't think of it from the perspective of like being a little disrespectful, but I think that you're totally right. Like, imagine you're running through there and this becomes your daily run that you really enjoy. You're running through there multiple times and you run across families that are sitting there trying to grieve a loved one who was just lost, and you're just jogging past them. And I feel like blaring your music in your ears, which you can, by the way, you can hear when people are blasting it. Yeah, when people are blasting their earphones loud enough, you can hear it. So I just feel like I'm right there with you. You're right. It is a little disrespectful.
Okay, if you're jogging through, here it is. I'm so irritated by the lack of manners these days. Now that the nicer weather is here, I see people jogging in a beautiful cemetery across the street from my house. This is a sacred place, the final resting spot for our families and neighbors. It's not a gym. This isn't Sunset Park. Oh, I know where they are, too.
Oh, okay.
That's Palm over on Eastern. I'm sure of it.
Sure.
I'm not sure there's anything I can do, but I just needed to get this off my chest. I dare people who do this to call you and justify their lack of decency. And don't tell me it's too dangerous to jog on the street. Planet Fitness is $10 a month. Wow. Sign up and show some respect.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. It just doesn't feel right. But you're also talking to somebody that when I drive past cemeteries, I hold my breath because I was told a long time ago that it's like the spirits like taking your breath. Like, I feel like anything to do with cemeteries, okay, aside from being there, is like disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So that was the other question. So can you walk it? Can you walk your dog?
No, you can't. No.
Yeah. Cause your dog's going to pee.
Your dog doesn't know any better. First of all, it just like, oh, grass. Oh. And so it's like, it's not okay.
Okay, that's the funniest thing you may have said. Listen, Sparky, you know better. We're in a cemetery. Hold it. You need to hold it.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
I feel kind of bad because I feel like I sound like a grumpy old guy.
No, I agree with you on that.
I understand the frustration that has come from Jessica. It is, yeah, she's just, people jog through the cemetery across the street from her house.
Yes.
And it just bothers her. And I appreciate you reaching out. You know?
Yes. At first blush, I agree with you on that. I think it does look a little disrespectful to that, Eric, is their final resting place, if you think about it in terms of that, you know?
Put it on social. Damn, that's awesome. Karens are the best. Okay. If I saw someone's dog peeing on my dad's grave, it would be kung fu time. By the way, I don't know kung fu. You guys are funny today. You guys are awesome. I definitely agree there are plenty of other places to jog. As long as the joggers stick to the paths, I don't really see an issue. It's a low traffic and peaceful place. As for dogs, that's another story. I don't think it's cool to have the animals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're, again.
Someone on the Centennial Toyota text line had a really good like exception to the rule. Like, if we're saying that, no, you shouldn't jog there, they said, what if they have a loved one that passed away and is buried there? It's a way for them to jog past every day and take a bow or a nod or whatever.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Yeah. But how, as someone that lives across the street, how am I supposed to know that you're seeing a loved one as your jockey through?
Well, that's when you go full Kayla and you check credentials at the door.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, let's do a 177-second survey. There was something that popped up yesterday in the news. Just random, you know, weird stuff.
Yeah.
That I need answers to.
Okay.
Did you ever sleep with a stuffed animal?
Oh,
when you were
yes.
a kid?
Yeah,
several. Sure you did. I think every kid. Several.
Yeah.
Do you still have them?
I still have Grandma Bear. She's my favorite. It was from my grandma when she passed away. I got it, so Grandma Bear.
I have one addition. I have my mom's hand-me-down bear.
Oh, never get rid of it.
It's still in my office.
Yeah.
It's in my office. I see it every day.
Yeah.
Thanks to my wife. She decided to she propped it up there. I was like,
your wife is so
cool.
Thoughtful. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's good. She's a good one. I don't deserve her. She's way better than what I deserve. But so here's the deal. Ed Sheeran tickets, 702-364-9898, caller number 25. I have one other question regarding the stuffed animal that you slept with as a child.
Okay.
And the stat that I saw yesterday blew my mind. You're adults, people. I need it to be Friday. I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a little frustrated today, and I don't know why. I just am. But yeah.
Rah, rah,
let's do a 177-second survey rah, right rah, now. Good luck.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's noisy where Hannah Lester
I
is.
Know,
hi,
right?
Hannah Lester of the Southwest.
Hi, good morning.
Do you have a flat tire? Sounds like you have a flat tire. Do you have a square tire? Is that what's going on?
It's really funny.
No, I'm on the 250.
Well, that's awesome. Everything's good, though. You're great. You're good.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
Yes.
Your 177-second survey starts right now. I saw a thing that I find hard to believe. 77% of adults still sleep with a stuffed animal or a security blanket from their childhood? Come on, man. Do you do that?
No, I actually gave mine to my kids.
Oh, that's sweet. That's very sweet.
Kayla, do you?
I don't sleep with Grandma Bear. No. I don't sleep with Grandma Bear or Christmas Ralphus. I just leave them in the office.
That's an even better question. Did your stuffed animal have a name?
Yes.
Hannah Lester?
Yes, Mr. Tiger.
We were so clever as kids. What do you want to name him? Well, he's a tiger. What do you want to name him? Mr. Tiger.
Yes.
I don't think mine had a name. I just think it was Bear. I think it was a bear.
That's Bear is a name. That's fine.
Although my grandmother, so it used to, it was old school. It was my mom's.
Yeah.
And it had like, buttons, you know, that were just jabbed into its face for eyes.
Sure.
You know, with the wire on the back of it, it was jabbed in there, but they kept coming out. You know, as the bear got older, they kept coming out. So my grandmother, who was an excellent seamstress, sewed like googly eyes on the bear at some point.
Aww.
And it was a little traumatic for a while.
I think because they just kept moving around. You're like, oh,
it was
freaky.
It was a little frightening for a while.
That's funny.
And then it turned out okay. Do you believe this? Do you believe this thing? That 77% of adults, actual honest to God adults, sleep with stuffed animals from their childhood?
Yes, I do believe that.
Do you know? I don't know anyone that sleeps with their childhood stuffed animal, though.
I don't know anyone, but it doesn't surprise me.
No,
that's literally saying out of like the three of us that like odds would say one of us does that, none of us do it.
Yeah, out of four people three of them do it.
Yeah.
And then in your head, are you envisioning the people that you think do it?
Unfortunately. Yes.
Maybe it's not the one from. Okay, is there anybody who's willing to admit that?
I don't think so. If they do, you know they hide it underneath their pillow. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, I make the bed in the morning and you stuff it under your pillow like you do with your jammies.
Or maybe it's their blanket and they don't want to tell you. They just pretend it's a new blanket.
That's fair.
Yeah, what do you think is more likely, the blankie or the animal? I think the blankie.
A blanket, yeah.
I have seen this. I my friend has it stitched into her quilt that goes in the end of her bed. She had the childhood blanket sewn into it, so when she pulls up the blanket, her nightie's there too. So she always has it. I'm like, oh, that's true.
That's weird.
I agree with you. I wasn't saying I was proud of my friend, but yeah, it's, yeah.
And that one thing took up the whole 177-second survey. Do you have anything fun planned for the weekend?
No, I am a teacher that teaches summer school, so I'm going to lay by the pool, I think.
Make that money, girl.
Make that money, huh?
Make that money,
yes.
Girl. No, that's fun. Go Knights, go, and have a great weekend, and then have fun at Ed Sheeran when that comes around.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I did it again.
Oh, no.
I did it again. You know
did
what
you bond?
Of course I did. Of course I did. But I don't know if I'm full backup here.
Okay.
But this sucks. This sucks. Natalia, straight up, this sucks. We've talked about this. This sucks. This whole thing. It's terrible. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because it hurt. Scale of one to I'm going to start bawling right now. How close are you to crying right this moment? A six, maybe. A seven, eight and a half.
That sounds like a seven to me, honestly.
Yeah. No, because this is hard. All right, tell Kate. Kayla's not fully. We saw your email, but she's not full on in on, and neither is anybody else. Natalia has a tried and true. I realize that this comes up a lot.
Sure.
I don't know that we've ever done a relationship rehab on it, and so Natalia just happens to be right place, right time. So you and your ex, two daughters, yeah. Right?
Yes, my ex-husband and I have two beautiful daughters, and one is 14, and the other one's only 12.
Yeah, and obviously they're beautiful. They're yours. Duh.
From me, not from him.
We've never met Natalia. That's right. Thank God they look like their mother.
Yeah. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, and he remarried.
He did, yeah, 8 months ago. And, you know, they've been together for like 2 years before they got married. So it was all right, I guess.
What's your story? You got remarried, what'd you say, 3 years ago?
Yeah, about 3 years ago. And, you know, he's okay with it. And I'm okay with his marriage, too. We get along and we do it for the kids.
Sure. Thank God somebody took that problem off your hands.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm snarky.
You know, but other than that, I have no reason to talk to him. I'm not married with him for a reason, and I'm really just doing this just for our babies. That's it.
Sure. So now to get to the meat of it, as Kayla adjusts her microphone, you can tell Kayla's settled into the for the long haul. Go ahead, readjust. Are you good?
Okay. Just tends to move a lot.
Okay,
I mean,
Kayla's
there we
go. Okay, Kayla's ready. So what was the deal? Didn't you tell me dance recital?
So our daughters, they both do ballet, and they both just had a dance recital just a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And the most hurtful thing happened. Oh. So I'm like standing there, and all of a sudden I hear my oldest, the 14-year-old, I hear her call the stepmom, Mom. Like,
oh, no.
I literally tried so hard not to start crying right there. It hurts so bad. Like, even just like remembering it right now is like killing me. I'm their mother, guys. Like, why would she call her Mom? They just met her. It's just bad. I mean, I like this woman. I don't mind her.
Yeah.
I just think this is really, like, extremely inappropriate.
Have you said anything to your ex?
Slow down with that first. Do your daughters call your husband Dad?
No, and I made sure that did not happen. Like, I don't do it on my side. Why is he allowing it on his side? It's not fair.
You don't sound like the type that would just let this go by. You know? I don't know.
No. I definitely didn't let it go by.
So what has happened?
Okay, so the next day, the first thing I said to him, I was like, hey, listen, that woman, your wife, that is not their mom. I told him. I had to. Like, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. And I don't know, like, he thinks it's not a big deal, and he thinks it's healthy, and that most co-parent relationships do it this way. I completely disagree. And my biggest fear here is that, like, these girls, he's going to eventually push them away from me. I'm right. their mother. Like, she shouldn't be calling another woman mom. There's only one mom. I birthed them, not her.
Right. And if you say something to the girls, that could be, that could also blow up in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're old enough to, like, be like, oh, mom, like, what are you doing? Like, she's a nice woman. Like, are you just being mean? Because, you know, they're, like, becoming teenagers now, so.
I was a step. It was a long time ago. Guys, 20 years ago now.
What did they call you?
We'll get to that in a second. I have some insight. I have some insight on this. And I'm sure other people have opinions as well. So, we're sorry. We're really sorry. But let us, you know how this works. We'll grab some calls. We'll grab some texts. And...
Okay. Thank you.
I'll say this. You may be stuck. You may be, you just may be a touch stuck here. You know what I mean? Like the door, maybe a little late to shut that. Horse might already be out.
Yeah.
Barn door. You can shut the barn door now, but the horse may already be running. This is my mom.
That's
to say. I really don't know what that means.
I get it.
Yeah. Try to have a good weekend.
It's so hard. It really hurts, though.
Yeah. Well, hey, just remember this. You said this a number of times. You were their mother, and they love you. Do your daughters love you?
They do. They love me so much, and we have a great relationship.
Well, see? And 12 and 14, that's, man, you can't beat that. You can't beat that.
No.
Your time's coming.
Yeah.
yeah, hang in there. You're the best. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, my heart breaks.
I know. You can just hear it in her voice.
Yeah. I guarantee there's more than a few that have been in this spot. How do you handle it? Her daughters are calling their stepmom mom. What do you do? What do you do? It's tough. I have a number of memories that are flooding back. We'll get into all of it in a second. We'd love to hear from you. 702-364-9898. You can call or you can text.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, it sucks. Natalia's daughters are calling her. Natalia's daughters are calling her ex's new wife, newish wife. They've been together for, you know, a couple, 3 years. They're calling her mom.
Yeah.
And Natalia heard it, and it stabbed her in the freaking heart. And of course it did. Of course it did. And
I'd imagine.
And of course it should. And then, hey, Sam, you've been on both sides of this.
I have definitely been on both sides of this. So my daughter started calling her stepmom mom when she was very early. And I think you just have to look at it in a different way of be very thankful and grateful that your daughters have somebody that they feel so much love and support from that they feel comfortable enough to call her mom. And on the opposite side, being a bonus mom to my bonus son is that he recently just started calling me mom, and we have been together for a few years. We recently just got married, but my husband's ex was talking to my mother-in-law, and she had mentioned that her son was calling me mom, and I felt terrible. I was like, I don't ever want to take that away from somebody, but I'm so thankful that he loves me that much that he can say that to me. So it's just having a discussion like, okay, let's not say that maybe in front of your mom, and let's just use those words in our house. But I don't know. I see it both sides. I think you just need to be so happy that they love her so much that they feel comfortable. Because I don't think that's a discussion that you have with your children, like call them mom, call them dad. It's when they feel comfortable and they just do it naturally.
You're there. Natalia brought up a good thing at the end, and she kind of glossed over it a little bit. But that's a tough spot, because then if you do jump in, I mean, it's sadly her ex is probably right that it is healthy.
Yeah.
You know, to your point, I don't know.
I'm grateful for it on my daughter's end. With my bonus son, I'm thankful that he feels comfortable, but I don't want to insult her because I am not his mother. You're right. I did not give birth to him, but I love him like he's my son.
Yeah, right. Right. And I don't know. I can tell you this. I've never loved anything more in this world than I loved those girls when I was a step. And it sucks.
There's nothing wrong with extra love.
And we don't have a relationship now. And I just kind of let that be what that is. And I don't think it's anybody's, I think it's just awkward, you know?
Absolutely.
It was hard for the younger one. It was hard for her dad. It was hard. And she and I were tight. And it was hard for her dad. And I know that. And I respect that. So that's kind of where I've just let that be what it is. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah. Respecting the boundaries.
Try to be the adult, I guess. Samantha, have a great weekend.
So
thank
fun.
You. All right, we'll see you. Hey, is it Bree? Hi, Bree.
Hi.
Hey, so you're the stepmom. What do the kids call you?
Yeah, so he actually calls me Bree. Which I am completely 100% love. You know, I told him when we first met, I've been with his dad for maybe 4 years now. And I know his whole situation with his mom. His mom's not completely in the picture. So when we first kind of started living together, I did sit down and talk with her. And I asked her, you know, every mom, I'm a mom with his half-brother. Every mom wants to have that security, like you're the only mom, you know? And, I tried to give that to her. I sat her down and I said, listen, I know I'm not his mom. I'm not going to try to be his mom. But I am there for him as a mother figure for the rest of his life, you know?
Yeah.
He has recently, you know, every once in a while, he'll call me mom. I don't correct him. Because that's just how he feels. You know, he feels safe with me. He feels that I'm the mother figure in his life, and he's happy to be in the situation that we are, you know. My advice to her would be, you know, sitting the stepmom down and talking about the issues that she has, and try to come up with some kind of compromise, you know, like a nickname like I have.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That only he can call her.
Yeah, that's what we did. That's what we ended up doing in the end.
But I think it helps when you have the conversation early, right? Like you establish the conversation before.
We'll jump to that in a second. Jolie in Spring Valley, you're the mom in this situation.
I am the mom in this situation.
Not in this particular situation. You're not Natalia's.
Well, no.
Yeah, not this situation, but a similar situation.
Yes. So you know the saying, it takes a village.
Yep.
And I believe in that. So my son's father met his now wife about maybe 5 years ago. And it's all good and dandy. And I have heard him call him mom in the past. And it did kind of sting. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? He's comfortable with her. And my ex, you know, obviously loves this woman. I'm going to make sure that, you know, he can, I'm not going to say anything to him. Because again, it takes a village to raise a child. But she did one time in front of me tell him, hey, like, I know you call me mom, but don't ever forget that she is your mother. I'm your second mom, and I will make sure that you're well taken care of. But at the same time, she's your mother. don't ever forget that. She's number one. And I really appreciated that because I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like, thank you so much for saying that.
Yep.
And I really appreciate it. Like, it's just, again, it takes a village to raise a child. And my child's wild and crazy.
By the way, that's dope. And she was doing that for you and not for the kid. She was doing that
exactly.
for you. What a gift. That was very generous.
So in the case of, was it Natalia? I would suggest that, you know, she does sit down with stepmom and, you know, let her feelings out. I don't believe she should feel so hurt because that's just, her kids feel comfortable with her. I mean, now I have a fiance and my son calls him dad. And it's the same situation with his father. And I said, look, you know, he calls your wife mom.
Right.
He calls my fiance dad. Like, we've been together for almost 6 years. And he feels comfortable with him. So don't feel bad.
I don't know that the adults need to talk about it.
I don't know. That's
just
fair.
For me. And she's going to feel. Here's the thing. Natalia can feel as hurt as she wants to feel. And she's going to, no matter what either one of us say, Julie. No matter what right. either one of us say. But that's a her problem. That's a Natalia problem.
Yeah.
That's not a kid problem. And, you know. That's as long as everybody's got everybody. I wish though, Jolie, I wish that you were good, that you would have called and you would have said, I am the mom in this situation. And I hate that, Natalia. That me. I hate her.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Here's the thing about any of these relationship rehabs is I don't know that there's any hard and fast answer for anything. Natalia's got an ex. They've got two kids together, ages 12 and 14. They were at one of the daughters' dance recital a couple of weeks ago, and the oldest one called the stepmom mom, and it tore Natalia's heart out. And of course it did. Of course it did.
Rightfully so.
Of course it did. And she was upset about it and felt it was inappropriate. So just my two cents. A, if that's already happening, that ain't the first time. You know what I mean? So it's been a while. So you know what? Yeah, suck it up on this one a little bit. I get it. I get it that it hurts. It's I forget who the first Samantha said. Be thankful that they love her. Because how many times have we heard the story about the step monster and how do you know,
exactly.
and how the step is horrible and that they're, you know, and they resent the kids and all of that kind of stuff. So I guess be thankful is that would be the only advice and the rest of it, who cares? I mean, yeah, it sucks. Yes, it sucks. But, luckily when I was a step, the girls actually, I forget how it went down, but I know that they came to me. I remember we were sitting on the stairs. It was the weirdest thing. The whole thing was like an out of body experience almost because we were sitting on the stairs and the two of them were like, what do we call you? We feel like we should call you something.
Okay.
And they came up with Papa, which I realize for a lot of people is like grandpa, but they wanted to do a, you know, dad's not right. Cause they've got dads.
But a name of some sorts other than Chet.
And they had dads.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the whole Chet thing was probably, you know, that probably wasn't right, you know, cause they were little. And, and they ended up and it was Papa forever. And I loved that. Loved it. Enjoyed it. At times miss it.
Sure.
You know, because like I said, and by the way, not to get this too deep, but that's the part about when you get divorced. That sucks. Is you got to split everything, including the relationship.
Exactly.
And it's, yeah, and it blows. In fact, all of the emotion that I had in that situation all came out one day when it was the day before the dog had to leave.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm going to miss you so much. Oh, my God. Centennial Toyota text line, 702-364-9898.
This woman is being petty and immature. She is the mother. No one can take that away from her.
Easy.
If her daughters feel comfortable enough to call the stepmom mom,
easy.
Then to me, it reflects that she treats them as a mother. She should be thankful and proud of her daughters for extending the love.
I can't. I'll fight you. I'll fight you on the idea that Natalia isn't supposed to feel the way that she feels.
Yes.
That's just now moving forward. Can you put a stop to it? Can you put your foot down? Hey, look, you're not, those daughters though are not going to come to me. You know what I mean? If I'm Natalia, you're not going to come to me and call the stepmom mom.
No.
You know, you're not gonna call her bonus mom, other mom, nothing like that. You can put the rules down in your own house, but you can't. I think the horse is already out the barn.
I do feel like there's an underlying like something to it though, because she says that she gets along with her ex for the sake of the kids. And that to me really stuck out. Yeah. I'm like, is that really what you have an issue? Like, I feel like you have an issue with the ex and the new wife more than you have an issue with this. And this is just like the straw that broke the camel's back kind of thing.
That stuff manifests itself after a while. Okay, again, my ex's husband that was the father of the youngest one. I don't need to get into all the details right now, but let's just, there were more than one, but he and I were pretty tight originally until, as those of you longtime listeners of this show will remember, at one point I moved to Portland and we pulled up the whole family and went, she wanted to take the daughter and we had to go to court.
Oh, wow.
And it ruined our relationship. You know, and my relationship with her father, as you might imagine, it ruined it.
In fact,
I'm not even sure we've spoken since then, maybe once or twice. And I love him. One of my favorite, what a great guy, what a fantastic guy, and what a great dad.
But I imagine that's hard when you're taking the kid away.
Oh, it's horrible. In retrospect, yeah. I mean, it was the right move, but it wasn't the right move.
That's fair.
You know?
The rest of the Centennial Toyota text line is actually, aside from that one text, is actually very empathetic towards Natalia saying, I hope she finds peace, but she needs to see nothing wrong with this.
That's the answer.
Yep.
That's the answer. Thank God. Thank God the step loves him like you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just...
This is a good thing.
The rest of it's just window dressing.
Sure.
Painful window dressing, but window dressing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Man, no pressure if you're getting ready for a date this weekend. My God. Apparently it takes, can you believe this takes, well, no, this makes a lot of sense. It takes less than 20 minutes for the average American to know if they want a second date.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I can probably decide within the first 5 minutes if I want a second date usually.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Physical appearance important to 44% of respondents. The other 60, what is that? 66% are lying. You're a lion. Greater value placed on manners, personality, and conversational skills. You're all liars. If you don't think they're hot, you're not. I'm on some level.
Sure.
You're out.
Exactly. I will say that the first 5 minutes, usually on a date, you're like at a bar or meeting for a drink, even if it's like coffee or whatever, the first 5 minutes places a lot of emphasis because that's when you see people's natural tendencies take over. So you walk up and they go, do you want me to order a drink for you? Or what would you like? What do you prefer? Do you like tequila? Stuff like that. Like there, and you know immediately if that's how your vibe is.
I'm glad you brought that up. Results found that 53% would be turned off if somebody brought up sex on a first date. Younger respondents more likely to agree. Gen Z was more turned off by that than Gen X was.
Really?
Yeah. Religion and exes also revealed to be taboo topics for a first date, with about half the panel finding them to be a red flag. Although I will tell you, a lot of times religion is that's the binder.
Yes,
you know
for
what I mean?
A lot of
you find
folks.
You find like-minded.
And the ex thing is like, if you're going on a date with maybe someone that's been a friend for a while, that's not taboo. Like, you can talk about stuff like that.
Yeah, you all know.
But it's very select.
Yeah, you all know. You probably bonded over that too, over the trashing of the ex. The survey looked beyond first dates and delved into partner compatibility, especially when it comes to sustainability. Man, that's a lot of official sounding terms for just trying to get some. 74% are more likely to go on a first date with somebody, if they're thought to be sustainable. Man, I used to give my buddy a hard time for this because he would go on, he'd meet some girl for coffee and go, oh, I don't know, I think there's something there. And I'd be like, slow down, Turbo.
But you've already said that you've made a decision within the first like 5 to 10 minutes of the dates that you used to go on. So what's the difference?
No, there's a big difference between second date and forever.
That's very true.
He was like, oh, there could be something here. It's like, oh my God, do you even know her middle name yet? Take it easy.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, you got to tell. Kayla just came back from the bathroom looking mortified. You have to tell, was it Mercedes that walked in on you while you were playing porn on your phone?
I wasn't playing porn.
You were playing porn on your phone. Not really. What happened?
Like most people had like a clip playing on my phone and they put it in my pocket and like didn't think twice about it kind of thing because it was just playing and I was going to the bathroom. But the second like I pull it out and then the second that it gets to like an inappropriate spot on the clip, it was like somebody was working out, but it didn't sound like they were working out.
It sounded like porn.
It sounded like, yeah, yeah. And then somebody walked in right when that happened.
And you're trying to pass it off
as working out. No, it wasn't. I have no shame in my game. You know that. And I would tell you if that was the case. It's not. Like, it was just very, the timing was horrendous. So somebody walks in. This sound is playing. I'm scrambling to turn my phone off. And then at that point, I'm like, okay, I got the sound off. But the damage is done. And someone's in there. And so I just stayed in the stall. No. Quiet now. And then whoever it was in the other stall, and they did, and then I stayed in the stall, and they did their business, and then they got out and took their time washing their hands, I'd like to point out. They took a long time washing their hands, and I just stayed in the stall. I stood in the stall. It wasn't even, like, sitting at the toilet, like, oh, something's happening. I stood in there, like.
Not the whole time.
No, I just was so embarrassed. I didn't want to come out. And so they left, and then I waited another 2 minutes.
Oh, because you know that they would be able to look through the crack and see who you were.
Exactly. So then I waited another, after they left the bathroom, I waited another 2 minutes in the stall because I didn't want to like go out, wash my hands, and then leave. And then they were like in the hallway talking to somebody and they're like, that's who it was. So it was just super embarrassing. And now telling the story. So now all of our coworkers know it was me anyway.
Okay, here's the deal. There's like three women in this building right now, tops anyway. So it's not that hard to figure out.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Fun fact for you, while I harbor a great fantasy of doing this one day, I've never done karaoke.
Never once. You've never gotten up and sang karaoke into a microphone.
Not once.
Really? Yeah. Do you know what your karaoke song would be if you do karaoke?
Maybe, but I feel weird talking about it. I don't know why.
I kind of want to take you to do karaoke now because I'm curious about your selection. Do you think you would go like country or rock?
Probably.
Or
probably country. I don't know why. I just probably would.
Because everyone does country.
Well, and it's, you know, and there's more boy songs. You know what I'm saying? Where there's boys and they get, yeah, and you can kind of deep voice it and you don't have to. There was a thing. It's so funny. TikTok was arguing. This has been going on all week. Some guy with 3 million followers posted his top 5 karaoke songs. Oh. He didn't rank them. You know, he didn't rank them. But Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Solid. I hear that one a lot at karaoke. Difficult.
You know, like the verse would be easy, but the chorus.
No.
But if everybody goes along with you. Respect by Aretha Franklin.
No.
Come On, Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners.
I hear that one
maybe.
A lot.
Okay, maybe. Island in the Sun by Weezer. I don't even know what that is. And then finally, It's the End of the World as We Know It by REM. But here's the deal. You got to memorize that one. Otherwise, you botch it.
Yes.
If you're trying to keep up with the words on the screen, it's kind of like We Didn't Start the Fire. If you didn't, I've seen somebody botch that too. They thought they'd be able to do it, but they didn't know. They didn't have it memorized.
Yes.
So they're trying to follow the words on the screen, and yeah, it's not good.
The other one that will mess you up if you go do it is Lady Marmalade. Don't do Lady Marmalade at karaoke, because everyone thinks they know it. Like, you know that part, maybe, but the rest of it, you don't know the rest of the words. And someone, and it's a very long song, it's like 4.5 minutes, don't do that one.
By the way, last fall, Billboard ranked their 100 best karaoke songs of all time, and none of those ones that we mentioned were in their top 10.
Really?
So it's totally subjective. What's your go-to?
I always do Reba McEntire, Fancy. This is my only song that I do. It's literally the only one, but the extended version.
That sounds like something your mother sang to you in 1,000%
the car when you
were a child, I believe. The Billboard list had Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain number one. Guys, yeah, but you know what? Then guys do that because they think they're being funny.
Yes.
And I, whatever.
It's funny.
I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys. That makes a lot of sense. I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor seems cliche. Bohemian Rhapsody. Who wants to be there that long?
That's because of the Queen movie that came out. I guarantee you it's had a resurgence. I'm with you on that.
And Wayne's World.
Yeah.
From back in the day. Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Shallow is the song that people do when they think they're a really good singer, but they're not.
Stop doing that song.
I guarantee it. That's fun. All right. Well, you know what? You do what you want. Knock back a couple of shots and get up there and just let it fly. Do your thing.
Coming up in moments on the Chep Buchanan Show.
More you know before we go. I love Deadpool because I love Ryan Reynolds. You know, all that kind of
you
stuff.
You even like Deadpool 2? Okay.
Yeah, I actually did like Deadpool 2. I enjoyed Deadpool 2 because I love Ryan Reynolds.
That's fair. That is fair.
You know, in the first one, when Ryan Reynolds is wearing the T-shirt with B. Arthur's face, that does not come without a price, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
it does not. And I don't want to say it's shocking how much they paid for him to be able to do it, but I wouldn't have guessed it. We'll tell you about it in just a minute. Hang on.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently London's subway system is somewhat safer, less problematic.
They don't have
as many problems as they do in other major cities, in other major subway systems. They play classical music in more than 60 of their stations to deter bad behavior. And apparently it works. They've used it for 20 years, since 2003, which is also frightening when they say 20 years since 2003. You're like, wait a minute, 2003 wasn't 20 years ago. So I don't know which part of that story is more amazing.
That's so interesting, though.
The marijuana that they use in research studies legally has to come from a lab at the University of Mississippi. My guess is for control purposes,
It's
all the same all the time. But apparently, the University of Mississippi weed is quite weak.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we understand. Interesting. I don't know. I don't partake, so I don't know. Sudoku may sound Japanese, right?
It does.
I always thought Sudoku was Japanese.
Absolutely.
French.
Oh.
Originally invented in France in the late 19th century, it got its name when a company in Japan started publishing the puzzles and called them Sudoku in 1986.
Oh, that's so fascinating.
The Japanese just renamed it, and everybody went, yeah, it seems right. That seems right. The producers of Deadpool had to pay for Ryan Reynolds to be able to wear a T-shirt with B. Arthur's face on it in the movie. You'd imagine that would happen.
Yeah.
Do you know how much they had to pay?
I don't. It's either going to be a lot.
It seems like a lot to me, but the more I think about it, it's not that.
T-shirt, I will say they paid $1,000.
$10,000.
No.
$10,000 to be able to put it in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want B. Arthur, pay up. That's the more you know before we go. And by the way, now when you see Deadpool this weekend on TBS, you can point out to your friends, hey, see that T-shirt? $10,000. Don't be amazed. Kayla's got a joke.
What are the two words that can open a lot of doors for you?
The punchline to that joke is all that's standing between you and a weekend. I want you to be aware of that. we'll get the answer in just a minute.
The Chep Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, look, Friday, we got a Knights game to prepare for.
Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go. Game number one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Obviously, like, we got to tell you that. Honestly, like, we got to tell you that. But before we go, Kayla's got a joke.
What are the two words that open a lot of doors for you? Two words. It opens so many doors.
So many. All I can think of is Open Sesame, which is, you know,
it's funny.
Old school, whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
No, push and pull.
Push and pull. Sure. Have a spectacular weekend. Seriously. Here's what's really funny. I know when game one is, and you know I'm a hockey guy.
You're a hockey nerd.
I know
dude.
When game one is. I don't know when game two is. I'm worried. I'm focused right now, as are the rest of us. Go Knights, go. Have an amazing weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you Monday.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.